Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now, will you guys launch the phone call system for me? For whatever reason, it's not up here for me to be able to actually even tell who the calls are. We'll go to your phone calls here in a moment. We are now into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast. I normally wouldn't get into a diversion like this, but it's not a diversion because it's very informative about political correctness and the chilling of free speech in this country. ESPN has pulled Hank Williams Jr., who I'm a big fan of, even bigger fan of his dad, from the Monday Night Football opening that's been there for 20 years. Are you ready for some football? So we're going to be breaking that down and actually playing the clip and analyzing it. From what I get from the clip, he was basically going after Boehner and Obama and saying they're all part of the problem. And I think that's why they went after him. He was comparing, that it's two opposites. It's like Hitler and Netanyahu. From his perspective, that's polar opposites playing golf together, that Boehner and Obama play golf. And he's saying Obama's the enemy. I'd love to be able to talk to somebody like Hank Williams Jr. I know Hank Williams III is a few years ago contacted us and said he likes the show. Then I tried to get him on, and he's like, well, I better not get political. I've thought about it. I'm not going to now. And I see comments here by him. It says, Hank Williams Jr.'s son, my dad should not talk politics. And he went on to say the only musician who's smart enough basically is Jello Biafra. By the way, Jello Biafra contacted us. He's been on before a few years ago and said he'd like to come on, and for some reason it never happened. And these guys contact you, and then you try to get them on, and there's bureaucracy, and I just don't have time for it. But I do want to get Jello Biafra on. We've played his martial law rant before that I think is pretty good about checkpoints in the U.S. So I've interviewed him a few times on radio and in person, so I want to get him back on. And let's get Hank Williams III on. He's a talented guy. I like his country music more than his punk rock stuff. It looks just like his... The third looks just like Hank Williams, the first. Look at that. Now, that is it. You know what Hank Williams Sr. looked like? That looks just like him. Hank Williams the third looks just like Granddaddy. In fact, let's come back in with move over, little dogs, the new dogs, fat dogs moving in. That is Saturday morning breakfast cooking music in my house for about 10 years is the Hank Williams Jr. and my 3-year-old dances around to it, does this instinctive hillbilly dance. It looks like a cross between a hillbilly dance and a hula dance. I don't know. Side issue, I'll get to that after I take a bunch of your phone calls. And this whole Russia, Putin says he wants to build Eurasian Union. The globalists are launching their revolution. You don't like what Wall Street and the big banks have done to you? Raise taxes and pay it to them in austerity money. That'll sure show them. I don't want to shortchange Matt, Scott, Axel, Greg, Tim, and others. I'm going to go directly to you on the other side of this quick break that is coming up. You know, I'm so busy with the nightly news, and I'm so busy producing the nightly news and directing the nightly news, and I've got a limited staff, and I've sent Jacobson up to New York reporting up there for us, and I've got other folks reporting in different parts of the country that I'm basically giving orders to armies that don't exist. But we need to get some promo videos out mañana at the latest. Of course, you know mañana always turns into next week and the next month. We need to get them out today promoting the movement to occupy the private Federal Reserve. And I'm telling you, people will go. I think Dallas is the place to go, and our listeners have spoken. In Texas, we're going to go all three places, Houston, San Antonio. Houston, Saturday at noon, San Antonio, 10 a.m., but Dallas is the kickoff, and that's the one that needs to be occupied. People need to stay there.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more, so get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in. Dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all, so ease it on over.
All right, that's Hank Williams.
Drag it on over.
Coming up after I take a bunch of your phone calls, his son fired off Monday Night Football for comparing Obama to Hitler. But really, he just compared him to polar opposites of the Republican Party, which isn't really true. You know, that's the thing. Continuing wars, continuing torture, continuing banker bailouts, continuing running scams. This is pretty much the same. I mean, Rick Perry supported Hillary Care. A lot of Republicans have supported carbon taxes. Mitt Romney. Newt Gingrich. But all I hear about is how great and conservative they are. So I don't agree with Hank Williams Jr. that Obama is a polar opposite from Boehner. But it doesn't matter. It's his right to say it, and I guess it's Monday Night Football's right to fire him, but and ESPN that runs that. But ESPN, I mean, this is like a American icon. The And they're using it for government propaganda and TSA brainwashing and TSA indoctrination and Big Sis and all the big games telling us trust no one but her while she ships the guns to Mexico and the cocaine in. By the way, that video is up on Infowars.com, and I wanted to briefly mention that. It's titled Exposing Internal Checkpoints, Nightly News Report, Sunday, driving back from South Padre in the U.S., 99.3 miles from the border, because they're allowed under federal regulations, policy, not law, they claim that they're allowed to, set up internal checkpoints and search every car with a drug dog. They open the door, stick the dog in, and my kids saw the checkpoint as we sat there in traffic for 5 minutes, and they did not want me to have a confrontation with them as they've seen before at another checkpoint, another type of checkpoint. And they were saying they were scared and stuff, and so I didn't really get in their face. I just said, oh, sure, I don't mind if you search and violate my Fourth Amendment. Then I opened the door and said, you're violating my Fourth Amendment. So I was being flippant with the guy. I was actually going to tell him I do not allow you to, and he backed off at that point. But I was trying to take the middle road there so that my children would not be horrified. But at the same time, I've got to stand up against corruption or they have no future. And we pretty much unedited put the video up there. The only part we fade down is the age of my children when he asked that. And it's so asinine. You know, oh, well, we just want to know if you're American citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, they were sticking a drug dog, having people open their car doors and sticking the drug dog in there to look for drugs. And I told the guy, I said, I don't deal drugs like the U.S. government. And I see commenters on here. A lot of them are like, great job, Alex. That's how you do it. But others are, couldn't have said it better myself. I suspect something. Alex caved in. What the bleep? Alex caved in when I got in their face and said, you're not bringing your drug dog on here, and they didn't. I mean, I could have gone crazier with them, but I tried to control myself. They told me not to videotape them, and I said, I'm going to videotape them. Have you seen what's happened to Pastor Anderson and others where they slammed his head in the concrete repeatedly for videotaping him? I was with my three children, two of them little girls, and I think I did a moderate job. It's a little different when you got little kids with you, but I love it. People who weren't in the arena, they get to be the big men and call me a coward. Because it's just, mind if I search? And I go, oh, no, I don't mind if you violate my Fourth Amendment. You hear my wife going, why are you going to let them? And I'm like, no, because I go over to the door, open it for them, and you know, talk to them. It's a bus, an old bus, so it only has one door. And I said, no, I'm making the point he's violating my Fourth Amendment. And I said, oh, you're here to violate my Fourth Amendment. And he backed off. And I've dealt with a lot of military cop types. If you sit there and 100% get in their face, it doesn't work. And if you grovel, it doesn't work. You've got to be mainly sarcastic with them, but in a controlled way. Like, oh, yeah, you really care about me. You know the government deals the drugs, and the guy smiles. Because they know that. They all know it's all over the Texas papers, Houston Chronicle, El Paso Times, you name it, that the U.S. government's shipping in the majority of the narcotics and being caught doing it. And that's what's so outrageous. I talked to Hispanic friends of mine, Hispanic folks that work in this office, and they were all like, oh, yeah. When you're Hispanic, they just wave you on through. Because there's so many illegals pouring across 100 miles up on that major highway. They've got them on all the major highways. It's ridiculous. You never hear about them grabbing illegals at these. And so if you're Hispanic, they think, well, you might be illegal because that's about 80% of the illegals. They just let you on through. Now, I have been told if you're Arab or Asian, look out. Sometimes they will drag you off, even if you're a citizen and don't have the proof of it. It's all about drugs, as evidenced by our video. Here's another one. Ha, 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 that's the way to handle it. Alex, you caved in and answered their questions. Why? Because under federal regulations, that's an internal port checkpoint, and I did not want my children all drug off to freak them out. And so when he said, okay, I'm not going to come on, he backed off. I could tell with the Border Patrol guy. He went, all right, just tell me how many are in here. I could tell that was a little compromise. And I said, okay, there's three children, my wife and the driver. Okay. He said, all right, shut the door. So I guess I'm the bad man. And I'm the bad man, too. This week I'm going to be up in Dallas, 6 p.m., Federal Reserve, one of the main headquarters of the 12. And they have evil satellites down in Houston, San Antonio. I'll be at San Antonio, 12 noon, Saturday. Sunday, I'm getting it all backwards. I'm going to be Friday, 6 p.m., Dallas, Federal Reserve, main branch, for 2 hours, 6 to 8, a little after dark. It's dark about 8. And then I'm going to be in Houston, high noon, Federal Reserve Bank, for 2 hours, giving a speech and talking to folks. Please be there. And then Sunday, 10 to noon, because we've got to get back up here and do the Sunday show, 4 to 6, I'm going to be 10 to noon, San Antonio, Federal Reserve. It is so imperative that you call local talk radio, that you call national news, that you call newspapers, and you say, hey, the end of the Fed's been going on for 4 years and getting ignored. This is not just go after Wall Street and capitalism, which is a red herring. The bankers want to get rid of their competition and have crony capitalism. We're going after the real power structure. I need your help. I need your help to get the word out. Now, if you want the communists to represent change in this country and take control of the revolution against the bankers and let them redirect all of that towards raising your taxes, don't come out to the events this weekend. And again, send us emails. Tell us about you're in the Fed group or libertarian group or whatever group you are. If you want to go after the bankers that finance the war machine, the whole nine yards, you want to go after the heart of the matter, the folks that have gotten the $27 trillion in bailout money, it's the Federal Reserve. That's why we were out there in 2008, 2009, 2010 protesting them. We're going to be there. And we need your help. We're all in this together. And wherever you are in the country, go to your Federal Reserve branch bank. Also, we've seen people occupying, going into the lobbies, or bare minimum, going out and sitting in their front yards of Bank of America's, J.P. Morgan's, Goldman Sachs's. They've all been caught engaged in criminal activity, taking houses they don't own, lying in court saying they own them, robo-signing. They need to be occupied. So I'm calling Friday also people across the country. If you want to actually do something, Wall Street, that's a red herring. It's just like, oh, every company in America, they're saying is bad. The free market's bad. No, no, no. The mega banks want to shut down their competition. We're going to go directly to culprits with names like Bank of America, Wells Fargo, laundering the drug money and getting caught. Go after them. Draw attention that they're the ones that are bad. That's the real Occupy the New World Order. Take back America. Take back the world. No to austerity. What are our demands? We want to abolish the Federal Reserve. We want to start with an audit, a real audit of the Federal Reserve. We're already learning where the tens of trillions went. We want the insiders from Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others that run the Federal Reserve and the Treasury in a revolving door, we want them investigated by state grand juries. We want them indicted for all the different crimes they've publicly committed, giving themselves, in some cases, hundreds of millions in bailout money directly to themselves, like Henry Paulson. We want arrest, prosecutions, and convictions. Ladies and gentlemen, I am definitely crossing the Rubicon on this one. I'm going directly up against the banksters. They've put out their announcements that they're tracking U.S. citizens everywhere that are criticizing them as an intimidation tactic in cyberspace. They're marking everybody down, making a list who supports them and who doesn't. They've hired tens of thousands of lobbyists to hit counties and cities and rotary clubs and high schools and colleges. They're sitting in Federal Reserve representatives like Herman Cain to tell you how great they are. They know they're in trouble. They've miscalculated. It's us or them. They're not giving us quarter. And as a man who loves my family, as a man who loves liberty, I must face them down. Will we defeat them this weekend? No. But our resistance in the end will. This is another battle in the war. Who wants it the most is going to win it. You have no excuses when they take over the opposition and raise your taxes and shut down more factories if you don't go out and identify the real enemy. If you let George Soros, the Democratic Party, play the part of the opposition when they are Wall Street, the corrupt elements of it, and misdirect it into austerity and new taxes to pay them government welfare and banker bailouts, you get what you deserve. Neil Bortz is not going to tell you to protest the Fed. He'll tell you they're great. Rush Limbaugh ain't going to tell you about it. Glenn Beck is started to tell a little bit about it and got fired off Fox. So you got to give him his due on that. You actually got to, the Tides Foundation is behind this Wall Street junk too. And Beck called that. So Beck's not quite as bad. The point is, you got him call on Hannity and all the rest of them to tell the truth. Okay, look, the Federal Reserve isn't backing off. It's scorched earth. There's no quarter. They're not just trying to enslave us. They want to fully take over. We've got to face them down. They want to bring in austerity here. So you better be at the demonstrations nationwide.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Big John, Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big okay, I'm going to shut up now and take calls for the rest of the hour, interspersed with some Hank Williams coverage. I haven't even gotten to that yet. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Nebraska. Matt, thank you for holding.
Thank you, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, sir. Welcome.
said, hey, just a few things. Omaha has a Federal Reserve branch, and I would like to have Nebraskans go out there and protest, too. Help you with the Fed.
Exactly. There are Campaign for Liberty groups everywhere. There are libertarians and people that are aware of how the world really works, not dumbed-down Republicans or dumbed-down Democrats. And it's time to reach out to those dumbed-out groups. I would send emails to all the liberal groups, conservative groups, everybody, and just invite everyone. Say, hey, there's a demonstration against the Federal Reserve. They're the real insiders that got all the bailout money. They're the problem. Be there this Saturday afternoon. Pick a time. Be there. And even if five people show up, it will draw attention. The local news media will come, and we will start identifying the real issue. But in many areas, there's going to be hundreds of people. And we need to continue the next weekend to demonstrate against them. But I'm telling you, I'm calling for the Dallas Fed, if people believe in this, to occupy it. And I don't mean even their private Federal Reserve property. Because even though they're criminals, and even though they masquerade as a federal agency, we don't want to, disrespect property rights, but there's a big sidewalk around it, big park area around the Dallas Fed. It's perfect. It's time to occupy it. Occupy it. And get thousands of people at the Dallas Fed. In fact, the more I think about it, that's the place for everybody to converge. We'll do the sub stops as well. But everybody needs to be there this Friday, 6 o'clock Dallas. Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Mississippi, Louisiana, New Mexico, wherever you are, Colorado, come to that Dallas event for 2 hours. Then I'm going to get in the bus and drive to the next town to get at the media attention. I'll be doing special transmissions at PrisonPlanet.tv. It'll also be on the audio streams off and on from the road the entire weekend. I do it the whole time, but I've got to have IT people here to run it, and they got to have some time off. I'll be all over the place. I cannot stress how important it is that then people stay there. And if you get a few thousand people there, and then folks agree to kind of rotate in and out, it will get so much attention, more people will show up, and it'll go on for weeks. Occupy the Dallas Federal Reserve. I'll guarantee you, phones are ringing at the Pentagon. Phones are ringing at the White House right now. This is scaring them, Matt. We need your help. And then, yes, Campaign for Liberty. I haven't called them, but if you're a Campaign for Liberty contributor, you should let them know what your thoughts are. And I would imagine that's Campaign for Liberty. And Ron Paul has said we need to be protesting the Fed. He said it on CNN and MSNBC and Fox in the last 3 days. He's thinking the same way I am. We have got to go after the real people and protest them, not capitalism and private property rights, as if that's what's making America fall apart. Insider corruption teamed up with government is what's allowing this. So Dallas, occupy the Fed. I want to see thousands out there. This is so exciting. I need everybody's help. Sorry, go ahead, Matt.
Hey, and then another thing on people that think their First Amendment's not being taken away. This made national headlines in Fremont, Nebraska. ACLU is getting involved. They banned a sixth grader girl from wearing a rosary to school.
Yes, and now not just in that school but in others. I mentioned it earlier. They're saying the cross itself is not allowed because of separation of church and state, but then they're going to let any other religious group have their symbols. It's just Christianity being targeted, and that's your individual person. It's part of your religion. And now they're saying that I've seen the school handout. They had it online this morning. It's any necklace with a cross or beads on it. Well, I mean, so now if gang members wear red baseball caps, you can't wear those in public. Or now if gang members wear Reebok tennis shoes, or if gang members drive black Mercedes, you can't drive a black Mercedes. This is all about making us all guilty.
And then can I make a comment about Bill O'Reilly? I know you've talked about this for about 5 years, that OnStar, how it tracks you, and then they're taking it to court after you even cancel the program.
Yes.
It's funny how Bill O'Reilly takes 2 minutes of fame and say he's the one who pulled the plug on OnStar, and it was actually people like you and the other groups that support you and everything else.
Well, we have more listeners and viewers than Bill O'Reilly. Conservatively, 10 million people watch us a week alone on YouTube. That's one platform. Upwards of 3 million a day now on AM and FM, Sirius XM, and Global Shortwave. And that's conservative, 3 million a day. Over 1 million views on InfoWars and Prison Planet combined today. You know, top Drudge links. He's a legend in his own mind. But I'm glad that Bill O'Reilly would actually do something good for a change instead of promoting value-added taxes and sales taxes and austerity and calling that conservative. So, I mean, good. Let him take credit for exposing OnStar. Good. Let him. I don't care as long as they're not doing it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Guys, notice things are different now that you're a little older? Girls, notice your guy's not quite the man he used to be? Lower energy, more fat, lower sex drive? It all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. It doesn't matter who you are, guys. This will happen to you. But now, for the first time, we can boost testosterone naturally by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Ageless Male is proven in clinical research to safely boost testosterone by 61%. Healthy testosterone means more vitality, a great outlook, and a healthy sex drive. This is a game changer. Be an Ageless Male.
For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-350-2122. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-350-2122. That's 1-800-350-2122.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
I'm watching right now, and while we take some calls, I'll have Jaron roll the video in the background for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If you go to InfoWars.com, the headline is Exposing Internal Checkpoints, Nightly News Report. And I'd forgotten that 100 miles into the Texas border on every major road now, they've added a bunch of them. They got them all over the country, Vermont, you name it. They've got these checkpoints, and they were bringing drug dogs onto every vehicle. In the lane that we were directed into. And I went over and, you know, had a camera up in the front of the RV, and they came over and said, turn it off. And I said, no, it's my First Amendment. And then the other guy came over and said, mind if I search? And it's like a trick question. You say, no, like, no, you're not going to search. And then I make the sarcastic comment, no, I don't mind if you violate my Fourth Amendment. My wife's like, you're going to let them on? I'm like, no, I'm being sarcastic. I open the door up, and I say, oh, you're going to violate my Fourth Amendment. Because they're armed guys with guns. I'm saying I'm not consenting, but I'm not going to resist them so they can tase me. Have you seen how many videos there are from these internal checkpoints with Pastor Anderson and others where they say, turn your camera off, and he won't, so they drag him out and bash his head open and taser him over and over again? And I was going to have more of a confrontation, but you can hear one of my daughters go, I'm scared. And so I just didn't want to give them the scene they wanted. I think I handled it just right. And I know the crew thought it was great. Richard, you know, thought I handled it just right. But I'd like people to go onto the YouTube channel and give me your comment. They asked him if he was a citizen, and he answered yes. All right, telling off the man, Alex, you're the best. Treasonous bleepers. They shame us all. Laugh out loud. Anyone that listens to Jones and takes any of his baloney, he moans on about seriously. And he goes on to say, I'm a hillbilly. You can't sue bleep, Alex, if you waive your rights. You have no lawsuit. I didn't waive my rights. Can't believe you told him it was okay to come in your vehicle, and your wife is actually the one who asked you what in the world you were doing, letting them come in. I didn't let them in. He said, mind if I come on in? And I said, no, meaning it's a trick question. And I saw him start running around. I went, oh, no, I don't mind if you violate my Fourth Amendment, being sarcastic. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm being sarcastic. And then I went and said, oh, you're going to violate my Fourth Amendment. Continues here. I live in the UK, and the cops here will back right off. You start talking about your rights. I personally think your approach was rather appropriate, since if you started shouting at them, getting in their face, they would tase you and arrest you in front of your family. They are not the real enemy anyways. It's the illegitimate Bank of England, the Federal Reserve, not a few fluoride head ex-military police thugs out to hurt people. And my experience is a lot of the military guys actually know what's going on. I mean, 75% of all military donations last election, now it's 76% this election, are to Ron Paul. So that really illustrates that more and more they know what's going on. And my issue was their cover is the U.S. citizen thing. Their cover is the U.S. citizen issue. They're really looking for drugs of cowboys that aren't paying their cut. That's what government calls people that don't launder it through U.S. banks. They call them cowboys. Okay, let's go back to your calls. Again, thank you for holding. Let's go ahead here and talk to Alex in Washington. Alex, welcome. Axel.
Yeah, Axel. hi, Alex. I like your show. Did you see the front page drug report where $6 is talking about you donate $5 to them and they're going to send it to a fund where they loan it to small businesses?
No, I didn't see the drudge report. Be specific. Well, I mean, I did see it, but I didn't see the article you're talking about. What specifically are they saying?
Well, the article was saying that Starbucks is what they're going to roll out this campaign November 1st to have everybody donate to, or ask people to donate $5 to their foundation. Their foundation is then going to take it and they're going to loan it to or give it to a financial institution so that way they can loan it to small businesses. The question that I have that comes up immediately on this is, well, so if it's a loan, so who gets the $5 when it gets paid back?
Look, this is all just part of total disinformation, but people are going to pile in to do this because yuppies believe in the system. They believe in trendiness. They like to call a small coffee a tall. They like to call a medium a grande. They like it. And so it creates the illusion that big banks don't have money to loan small companies. Big banks are more flush with liquid cash. They've been sitting on the tens of trillions of bailout money, and I haven't seen that report. Will you guys print that? Starbucks to take donations to give to banks to loan back. I mean, this sounds like classic globalist activity. And then loan it back at interest when the banks are already getting at lower than 0% government taxpayer money. I mean, the banks are already getting our taxpayer money and then refusing to loan it out. And now they're saying, give money. And then Starbucks, this big globalist Illuminati company. There it is. Starbucks to begin collecting donations to stimulate U.S. job growth. And sure enough, it says, wow, print that for me. Sure enough, it says give $5 to them or more, and that it will create a bank to then loan it out. Boy, I tell you, that is just incredible. Jaron says he's printing it now, but it was actually in my economy stack. I must have missed it earlier. Sir, what's your take on this?
Well, it occurs to me that if people are concerned about getting businesses more money, you know, it'd be far more efficient to just walk into your local small business and give them $5.
It'd be much better to go buy their products. It'd be much better to call to cut their taxes.
Exactly. That's exactly right. They'd be far better off doing something like that than they would be donating it to Starbucks to go to a foundation that's gonna give it give it away in the form of a loan, which just seems ridiculous.
No, but instead, what they're doing is the idea is a big mega corporation like Slavebucks putting all these local businesses out of business, engaging in all this manipulation. Putting all this Illuminati symbolism all over everything, they're going to collect your money, and then they'll have a bank loan it back to you. When, again, the banks are refusing to loan to small businesses, even when they have good credit. And if they do, it's at high interest rates. This is asinine. This is completely asinine and ridiculous. And I cannot believe that this is actually happening.
It's something else. Another thing on the Occupy the Federal Reserve, if there's not one in the area, I was thinking about this. What if everybody did what Herman Cain suggested on Friday, is to call the Federal Reserve and ask them questions? That was his suggestion.
Now you're being sarcastic now, of course, because if you go on their property, they have security guards come out and try to threaten you. They try to say no cameras, and then they'll try to put their hands on their guns. And I'm going up there Friday, and last time I was there, they were kissing our rump because they didn't want to get any attention on themselves in the media. When you're by yourself, though, they'll try to intimidate you. So it's going to be a piece of cake with all of us there in solidarity. But you're right. We should start flooding all the Federal Reserve banks with daily phone calls, letting them know that we're aware that they are the hijackers of the government, and that they are the enemy.
Well, ask them where the money went. Ask them to define what a dollar is. I mean, Bernanke won't even define what a dollar is. A dollar is apparently what a dollar will buy. Well, is he talking about a 1910 dollar, or is he talking about a dollar in 2011? It's the same issue I had with Roseanne Barr when she said we'll put a salary cap on everybody at $100 million. Well, what's a dollar? I mean, we haven't even defined that, defined our terms yet. So is $100 million in 1910 valuation, or is $100 million valued today? Not only that, I mean, it seems ridiculous to put a cap on a CEO when they can have an expense account with $1 billion a year and have a salary of a dollar a year. I mean, it just seems kind of like a fake statement.
Look, the big mega banks and the Warren Buffetts and the Bill Gateses running around, they've put their hundreds of billions in tax-free foundations where only the profit, quote, goes to the UN or to the sterilization program, and so that then that makes their entire operation tax-free, then they have profit through the subsidiaries. It's all a giant money laundering operation that's hidden in plain view. Just like the Sherman Antitrust Act, if you actually study it, created the illusion of competition, but then of the 12 big oil companies, the Rockefeller still owned 10 of them, and were actually able to jack up prices. And so that's all they're doing. They got Warren Buffett prancing around, a guy that pays zero taxes, saying, who helped pass the loopholes where he is exempt, saying it's not fair, I don't pay any taxes, pass the Obama tax increase plan that hits the middle class. I appreciate your call. By the way, now reading this is a UN Development Fund type deal. The Seattle-based coffee chain is collaborating with Opportunity Finance Network, a nonprofit that works directly with 200 community development financial institutions to provide loans to small businesses and community groups. Now, I'm going from memory here, but I believe this is a group connected into the Soros group of foundations, and that they give it to like sustainable groups and art groups. That's another way they finance organizations that kind of put out globalist propaganda. And so you'll have all these well-meaning Starbucks yuppies that are as dumb as the day is long. I drink Starbucks sometimes, folks, and I can't sleep for 2 days or something in it. I mean, I can drink any other coffee. There's something going on with Starbucks coffee. Everybody knows that. Somebody needs to get that and have a high-tech lab analyze it. Let me call Paul Watson because he's the man for this job. Let's see if he answers his phone here. Maybe I should just dial him on air and get him on here. A lot of times in the morning, I'll have a brainstorm for about 20 minutes with Paul, and I text him some points, and then he goes and does the research off my memory and his own research. Then we put out these great articles that he deploys. Hey, Watson. Hey, have you seen this Starbucks to begin collecting donations to stimulate U.S. job growth, CBS News report? Okay, that's perfect timing. I'm calling you live on air right now. You're not on. I called you on my globalist satellite tracker cancer unit, which, by the way, they're now putting on the phones coming out in California that it can cause cancer. They always tell you once it's ubiquitous, once it's part of daily life, once you're trained to drink from the poison water hole. The point is here, I need you to check this fast as soon as you're done eating dinner. Paul, 6 hours ahead, viewers and listeners. I need you to go check out this Opportunity Finance Network nonprofit that works with nearly 200 community development financial institutions to provide loans to small businesses and community groups. I know Starbucks funds gun grabbers and UN stuff, Paul, and festoons their buildings with Illuminati symbolism. I want you to go look into this because I believe this is tied into Soros groups and others. And we can get a big article out on this, and I'm sure Drudge would then probably like to supplement that with this article. If not, it doesn't matter. Our readers will see it. So this is a very worthy article. Are you game for that, or do I need to give this to Nemo? Okay, but you understand. Look into the group. And again, this is where the stimulus only goes to select groups. And then they use the general public to do it. You can also point out the admissions that in the last 3 years since the bailouts, trillions have been sat on by the banks. They've actually used it to not have to loan people for their normal profit centers and to shut down retail customer banking and to lay off hundreds of thousands of big bank employees. So you need to point out this is asinine that the banks are sitting on mass tons of cash, taxpayer money. Also, you could point out, Paul, if they just cut small business taxes, that would be a stimulus. Okay? Not that the mothership goddess of Starbucks with the two serpents up there lovingly giving us poison, you know, their garbage. Almost said poison. There's no poison. It's good for you, ladies and gentlemen. All right. How long do you can have that out? What are you having for dinner, Watson? Fajitas. Got to move to Texas. Have some real fajitas there, buddy boy. All right. Good job. I'll see you. He loves fajitas. I think he's eating them half the time. That and kidney pie and stuff. Another dish from Mexico, actually from England. All right, ladies and gentlemen, back to your calls. I'm getting to the Hank Williams stuff in the next segment. Let's go to Greg in Colorado. That was a good caller, last caller, don't you think, Greg?
Alex.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Hey, man. I just want you to know I pray for a hedge of protection around you and your family in the name of Jesus and your crew, bud.
Well, thank you. I need it.
And I appreciate all you've done. I came from the deep south, and right now I'm sitting in Colorado up by the Four Corners, and I have my food storage, and I've got my children here safe, and trying to get plugged into the local community and hand out your DVDs, and I just wanted to personally thank you.
So you can skin a buck, you can run a trot line. You're the enemy, just like these... Just like these third world farmers, the UN's exterminating. What do you think about that?
It's insane, man. The whole world's gone insane. About two or three times a day, I feel like I'm in the twilight zone. Ask myself, can this really be happening?
Oh, it's happening, my brother.
I wanted to, the other day you did something on the air, and I kind of have a gentle rebuke, but you stated your weakness on air. I believe you were talking about kids being abused or the snuff films or whatever. And you just out loud on the radio said, if you ever wanted to torture me, blah, 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 and I felt bad that you were telling your enemies your weakness.
Well, I think I was being sarcastic. I think if you ever wanted to torture me, you'd put me in a room with Al Gore's voice. And I was just being honest. I mean, the globalists are going to do what the globalists are going to do. They're going to kill me if they want to. They're going to politically destroy me if they want to. At the end of the day, you have to just commit and give it to God. And I was saying, I can't go to these family courts anymore. Back when I used to fight the CPS, I still fight them on air because when the families cry and the cops, and it's always the same weird type demonic judges, get off on the pain and the crying and violate people's rights when they're sucking that energy, they're actual psychic vampires. It tortures me. And you know, it's in between feelings of wanting to physically do something to them and then having to crawl back to my car and cry in my car because watching the vampire's eyes all lit up, sucking up the pain, even thinking about it makes me want to throw up or turn the table over.
I heard that. I got one other question for you. We homeschool. I have four children now. We're homeschooling. I have two that are grown up. But I was wondering if you'd ever consider making a history series for homeschooling. Based on your point of view, even though we homeschool, it's hard to teach.
That is my wife's idea, who homeschools. A whole curriculum, a whole nine yards, and it would be a great idea. The problem is she's busy homeschooling my children, and doing a bunch of stuff to ever come up with the curricula. She's also a great artist, and that is my wife's idea. And if I get enough support in here and get the TV system fully launched, I do plan to actually try to put out some children's books that would obviously be a supplement to what's happening. There's a lot of great stuff out there.
Yep, and I just encourage people to get involved and hand out DVDs. We just moved up here, and I got on the medical marijuana, which long story for disability and stuff. But anyway, we got to talking, and I just started handing out DVDs there, and I probably dropped off 20 the other day, and they're just going to hand them out to their customers and keep it going.
Well, one good way to wake up the millions of people that are on medical marijuana, cancer survivors, arthritis people, Crohn's disease, it really is an incredible drug. Absolutely, and that's why the big pharma is trying to patent it and everything, and they have come up with their own versions, but it doesn't work as well as the natural plant. I mean, George Washington grew it, and I've seen the copy of the letter in the National Archives. You can look at these online where he talks about the Illuminati and things. You can also look up his doctor prescriptions to the apothecary where they told him to, you know, smoke this certain type of hemp that has the HTC, THC, whatever it is in it, and you know, for his toothaches. But today, George Washington would go to jail for smoking marijuana. He was a member of Al-Qaeda. We'll be back with the Hank Williams Jr., your phone calls, and a lot more. Stay with us.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex life what it used to be? Don't ignore these changes. Your prostate health can affect your whole life. Call right now to discover the Beta Prostate free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body maintain prostate health. This includes stronger urine flow, healthy bladder emptying. It even reduces waking at night from the urge to go. Take care of your prostate, and it will take care of you. Learn how to try Beta Prostate free. You only pay a low shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514. As an extra bonus, get our men's libido formula to support better intimacy for both you and her. It's yours absolutely free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514.
All right, I'm going to continue with your calls and the news. We have the head of the Small Business League popping in the last 20 minutes or so of the third hour today. By the way, we're carrying a new, incredible high-quality stainless steel gravity-fed water filter system. We've been searching around the last few years for the very best and testing it. My crew testing out different units themselves. And the best we found is the Pro Pure Big Stainless Steel Water Purification System. And it's got a stainless steel spigot, not a plastic one. It's got a system that lets you know how much water is in there, as well with a little glass lining that hooks onto the spigot. Very cool. Compared to its leading competitor, it has a 4-inch by 4-inch domed filter system compared to 2x9. It's silver impregnated. The competitors aren't. Its life expectancy is 3,000 gallons. Arsenic reduction, it has it. The leading competitor doesn't. Filter priming required, no. Leading competitor, yes, you got to prime the filter. It has NSF 42 standard certified. Yes, they're certified. Leading competitors are not. They have a 7.5-inch ProPure sight glass spigot available. They have the fluoride filters. Fluoride's so small, you've got to add an extra filter to get that out. Just check it out at InfoWars.com. Super high-quality gravity-fed filter, top of the line, and less than the leading competitors. By the way, we discounted at InfoWars.com more than even the factory. So you're getting the lowest prices out there from ProPure and supporting the InfoWar at the online video bookstore / apparel. It's all about getting the word out and all about protecting you and your family and supporting the transmission. It's a win, 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 win. I only promote what I believe in, and this is what I am now using. This is the best. ProPure, the new generation, 21st century gravity-fed filter, available at InfoWars.com. Okay, let's go out of this hour with Hank Williams Jr. on a Fox News program yesterday. He's now been fired by ESPN, who bought Monday Night Football. He's been doing it for 20 years, and no more Hank Williams Jr. Here it is.
With an easy question, who do you like in the GOP race?
Nobody.
Nobody?
You remember the golf? You remember the golf game they had, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
You remember the golf game?
Banger.
That was one of the biggest political mistakes ever.
Why?
That turned a lot of people off. You know, watching, you know, it just didn't go over.
You mean when John Boehner played golf with President Obama?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Biden and Kasich, yeah. Uh-huh.
What did you not like about it? It seems to be a really pivotal moment for you.
Come on, come on. It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu, okay?
Okay.
Not hardly. In the country this shape is in? The shape this country's in, I mean? No.
I don't understand the analogy, actually.
Well, I'm glad you don't, brother, because a lot of people do.
Now, basically, and Dew's actually got the full clip. We're going to play more of it tonight on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock, centralprisonplanet.tv. But the point here is he's saying he doesn't like any of the Republicans or Democrats. He's saying they're all bad. He's saying it should be like polar opposites, Republicans and Democrats meeting. Now, he's been fired from Monday Night Football. But we've got to watch Janet Napolitano lecture us about the police state and how groping us is good and injecting herself in at Walmart on telescreens and Mall of America, always forcing her way into our lives. Now they're going to be popping in on smartphones, popping in over the radio. We've got to hear what they have to say. Oh, and then Hank Williams. See, this is political correctness. We should honor people that have their own views. I mean, Madonna and people play at the Super Bowl, and they always call for gun control and stuff. Do I call for kicking her off there? No. Now, meanwhile, Hank Williams Jr.'s son says my dad should not talk politics. And, you know, I don't agree with that. You know, you ought to defend your father's right.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.